Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, October 2nd, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. Today, Apple released the second beta versions of iOS 12.1, watchOS 5.1, tvOS 12.1, and macOS 10.14.1 for iPhone, iPad, Apple Watch, and TV, and Mac. Apple says the iOS 12.1 beta resolves an issue that some iPhone and iPad users experienced with charging, and the flashlight and camera buttons on the iPhone X and later now include a click sound when pressed if the iPhone is not muted. The updates also include support for over 70 new emoji, including redheads, bald people, bagels, lobsters, and much more. One of the most notable emoji changes in iOS 12.1 beta is the iPhone emoji, replacing the classic iPhone 6 design with the modern iPhone 10 design. On the Apple Watch side, there's still no ECG app in the watchOS 5.1 beta, but we expect the electrocardiogram feature to be included on Apple Watch Series 4 when the update is released, likely later this month. Speaking of Apple Watch Series 4, stay tuned to 9to5 Mac on Wednesday morning for our in-depth review on the new model. Apple also updated its Apple Store app with Siri shortcut support today, and one recommendation Apple has for this new feature is creating a Siri shortcut for pre-ordering the new iPhone XR later this month. Hopefully, we can do the same thing with iPad Pro this month as well. And at three universities across the U.S., students with iOS 12 and watchOS 5 can now use the iPhone and Apple Watch as their student ID cards. The feature was introduced as part of iOS 12, and starting today, it's live at Duke University, the University of Oklahoma, and the University of Alabama. This feature lets you use your iPhone or Apple Watch to access dorms, cafeterias, fitness centers, and libraries, and the student ID card in the Wallet app can also be used to pay for bookstore purchases, laundry access, and restaurant meals. And finally, Microsoft held its latest Surface hardware event in New York City today, where it unveiled the new Surface Pro 6, Surface Laptop 2, Surface Studio 2, and Surface headphones, which have Cortana, Microsoft's version of Siri, built in. Check out our coverage for all the details out of the event, and read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com, and subscribe to 9to5 Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.